This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of broadcast excellence. Somebody else does that, I think. Could borrow that from our friend, who I hope you're still praying for. The man, Rush Limbaugh. Wow. What a legend. My day loses just a little bit when I don't hear Rush at the beginning of the program. There's the true broadcast excellence. Just having a little fun here, ladies and gentlemen, with you on the radio. Rush is back today, I believe. Todd, is that right? I believe he's back today.
He is, yep.
Yep. There you go. All right, so this hour, Senator John Hoeven will join us on the program. Update on energy and ag assistance, a couple things in that area. Any question you have for Senator Hoeven? I also want to ask him about the lunch. Evidently, President Trump was up there Monday, and he said, you know what you guys need to do? This is the Republicans in the Senate. Get tough! I'm curious how that message was received with the... from Senator Hoeven, so looking forward to asking him about that. And anything else on your mind, call us, 701-258-0550 if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, 701-271-1100, West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, okay? Brought to you this hour on the program by our friends at MyPillow, where right now you can buy Mike Lindell's book. He's the founder, he's the inventor of MyPillow, and he's got a great book called What Are the Odds? The guy was a crack addict, and now he's a CEO, television star, friend of the president's, amazing. And he writes that whole story in the book, What Are the Odds? It's great. It's a great, great inspirational story about how you can come back from absolutely anything. The absolute bottom. Really is. So think of it for a gift. And if you buy a book, you get a $25 gift card free from MyPillow. The towels, the pillows, oh, the sheets. Buy one, get one right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Our next guest is Brigadier General Robert Schulte. And General Schulte is co-chairing with Vern Dosh a testing apparatus for the state of North Dakota that is underway. General Schulte, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, morning, Scott. Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. Tell folks, if they haven't yet heard about this, what you're up to, what the ultimate plan is here with this testing apparatus that you're standing up and you're, I guess it's stood up now, and it's a matter of executing. Tell us a little bit about the plan.
Right. Well, the foundation of our COVID response started very early with the leadership, and obviously the plan with the governor and certainly the unified command, and that was... our way forward is through testing. And so Vern Dosh and I came on approximately a month ago, and to be able to execute the strategy, it really comes down to testing capacity. And what I think the residents of North Dakota need to understand is when prior to COVID, the state lab was producing about 195 tests per day. And as of now, we are pushing the threshold. We are at 2,500 test capacity a day, and that's an important week coming up, actually the next 2 weeks, as we bring on a couple more testing platforms, and we should see our testing capacity increase significantly, where we'll be talking about, 3,500 to 4,000 for our testing capacity. So it's a big week right now with our lab as we put those things into place. I should talk, with testing, it's not just that. The other side of that is the contact tracing, which is very critical, and that's why we do it, is basically to identify where the transmissions are, where they're located, and then being strategic in regards to quarantine and contact trace workers, family members to try to snuff it out. So Vern Dosh has been instrumental in that. A lot of that has to deal with a lot of the apps and standing up contact tracing to be able to do that. So that's been our effort over the 4 weeks or so. It's a team effort. Some great innovative and smart people are doing a lot of good things across the state to make this happen. And that's, you know, State Health Department, Department of Emergency Services, and then certainly the airmen and soldiers of the North Dakota National Guard. But it also takes a lot of our public health at a local level to be able to execute that. And then and really the communities is critical, because the real way we fight this is our residents, you know, adhering to good hygiene practices, maintaining that social distancing, and then caring enough to go get tested and to identify where this disease is.
What is the ultimate goal, General? What are you shooting for?
Well, the ultimate goal is to have identified if there are any flare-ups. We're being very strategic now where we put our resources, and I'm sure the folks are tracking this in the Red River Valley, and right now our front, if you will, our front line is in the Cass and Clay area. And what we want to do is we want to identify it and like you say, quarantine and then remove it from those areas. But it's going to require ongoing sentinel testing as well, so we can get ahead of this. But that's it. We obviously, our priorities, they really haven't changed. It's been diagnostic, obviously with patients that are symptomatic, but then it's our vulnerable populations. Long-term care is where we really put our efforts in. We've gone through the state now and tested the long-term care facilities, and then our strategic plan is to go back through, and we call it point serial prevalence testing. So we'll continue, if there are positives, to go back, test the staff, and then we're looking forward to have two consecutive, and we go back, I should say, you know, from at about 7 days, 7 to 10 days is, as we kind of call that sweet spot to get back in and do prevalence testing. But we want to stay ahead of that, and then we test the staff consecutively on a weekly basis. So that's the end goal, and really the end goal is to save lives. And that's at the end of the day, that's going to be our the most important metric when we look at that. But it starts with testing and then following through with our contact tracing.
There's been a lot of talk about antibody testing to find out if you've had it already. Will you, you know, will your testing platforms change? Will you be using different tests as you go?
Yeah, with antibody testing, and then now there's some you know, some evidence coming out with what they call antigen testing, but it's a little too premature. Those types of things have to be validated before we can actively you know, put them into our testing strategy. But they will have a place, and it does allow. And there's a lot of science with this, and you know, trust me, General Dorman and I, we've learned a lot in this last month, more than we ever thought on microbiology. But what this possibly can do is identify those that have had the COVID, have at some point in time have it. Many of them are could be asymptomatic. They didn't even know they had it. But it may provide some guidance in regards to those that may build immunity. And we're not at that point right now to, you know, make that and give that false sense of, yeah, you won't get it again. But as time goes on and we learn more about this, antibody testing will be strategic. And in fact, we can, you know, possibly, from a risk stratification standpoint, put members that do test with what we call IgG, which shows that they do have the antibodies. We may put them back into, you know, work environments, because if the evidence starts showing they're much less likely to, you know, transmit or contract, that certainly is going to be helpful. But it's too soon at this point, and the science, as time goes on, we'll see more antibody testing come into play, but we're not at that point yet.
We had a call earlier concerned that there could be a stigma on long-term care facilities, congregate care facilities, if it's known they have COVID cases. How do you handle that?
Well, what we want people to understand is, it's a vulnerable population, and it's very important that we test. We get that baseline, and then we continuously test, especially the long-term care staff. And it's not a stigma. When we test, and facilities and businesses are coming to the front and taking that responsibility, we're going to see some of these positives increase. And that's why we're doing it, is once we know where it's at, then we can put in some strategic measures and continually do that point serial testing. Again, at the end of the day, it's to save lives. So I don't believe it's a stigma. I think it's actually, it says a lot to businesses, to
it's proactive,
these long-term
right?
care facilities.
Yeah, it's being proactive. It's great. Thank you, General Schulte. Appreciate the time. We'll have Vern Dosh on talk to about contact tracing soon, too.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I thought some time in the sun.
Can I tell you my favorite Alan Jackson story?
No.
Don't do a story topper on me now, okay?
Okay.
Kevin always is the one that's rubbing elbows with the big stars.
You big name dropper.
Yeah. But so University of North Dakota hockey team was playing the Wisconsin Badgers and, flew in to Madison. And then you always take the bus to the arena and you drop off all your gear and then get ready for a practice, right?
Right.
And so I was on the bus flying in, and we come in. By the way, I was the radio guy, right? So I'm just getting a free ride with the bus. We get there and Alan Jackson is practicing to an empty arena.
Oh, sound checking?
Yeah, do a little sound check right there. So where we walked in, we looking right up at Alan Jackson. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he came down very nice. I went to the concert that night then. What the heck? I'm in town. Scotty Sandlin, who's a former Sioux. Now he's a traitor. He's the coach of the Bulldogs. He left.
Traitor. In Duluth? Yeah. Over there in Duluth? Or which Bulldogs?
He can't leave and not be a traitor. What's that?
Which Bulldogs is he coaching? In Duluth?
Yes. Successful. Done very well there. Yep.
So you went from UND to UMD. Okay.
There you go. Exactly right. Yep, exactly right. Our man, Troy Coons, is here from CNC Farms and CNC Seeds. And Troy, how are you?
Not too bad. Out here doing a little planting. In our area, it's still wet, so a guy is trying to avoid being stuck and making deep furrows so your seed won't get in the ground. Kind of a little bit of a challenge here. Some areas in the state are not planting much, and some areas are in a drought almost. So pretty diverse again, like usual.
Gosh, isn't that something? I noticed a fair amount of corn still in, along 94 as I headed to Bismarck and back this week, and that's just it's still too wet, right?
Yeah, we're wet up here, and then in our region we have small grains that are in the field, a lot of burning going on. We have some of that to get rid of the crops that we weren't able to harvest last year, and, you know, the quality's gone now, so they'll get burnt off.
Texture here says 30 inches of rain last fall, 30 inches in a blizzard in October. That's why corn still stands. We started seeding where we can, but you drive 10 miles south of west and they're already done. Isn't that something? North of Wing, about 10 miles in northern Burley County there. What were you going to say?
And that's something that every year is something a person should do, but especially this year, you know, you hear about or you run to get parts 20 miles away and they're busy as heck. You know, you got to look inward and look at your land and deal with what you have going on, because everything is so diverse right now and the rains have been so uneven. So you got to be flexible, look at what's going on your farm, how your soil are, how your crop history is. You know, some guy might be going on soybean ground and you got wheat and barley ground. A lot more cover is going to stay a lot wetter, so you're going to have to do different practices to get the moisture dealt with there and the seeds in. So you got to be very, very thoughtful in all those variables this year, which most guys are, but in hard times, it's hard to slow down and think, and the window's getting compressed and compressed here as the clock keeps ticking. And I notice a lot of guys are changing up what they're doing, so we can help with that. Be flexible in your thinking. You know, just like myself, I've dropped a couple crops because we usually plant between 9 and 11 things. You know, we're dropping a couple just because of the conditions and the timing of things. So a guy's got to stay fluid and flexible with what Mother Nature's giving you.
How difficult is it to, just focus on your own situation and not what others are doing? How much of a sort of an echo chamber ends up influencing things?
It's hard. You know, the farmer thing inside of you, you get a little sunshine on your face and you want to get going and get the seeds in the ground, and you got to slow down and be thoughtful. You know, what's better, 500 acres done wrong or 100 acres done right? You know, you got all those decisions to make. And so it's a tough one. It's a mental challenge, and then you add all of these other things that are happening with markets and such and all the other stuff in the world. It's a challenge, definitely. Hay crops are starting out real slow. You know, the ravine and field hay starting slow. Pastures are starting slow, so the ranchers are thinking about that there's going to be some shortages there, and the carryovers are real tight. So going to be needing to put in some oats or barley or millet or sedan grass or alfalfa, those kind of things, to get a little bit of extra forage this year for the ranchers.
Because the extra forage is what helps the slow-growing pasture and hay, is that what you're saying?
Yep. We put up hay ourselves and sell hay, and we're still selling hay for guys that want to keep the cattle out of the pasture, because if you if you've grazed them down in the past and then you're going to put them in too early in the spring, you're going to set your pasture back and it's not going to get going like it should. And it's just a perpetual cycle of problems. So people are buying hay, feeding them some forages to extend the time before they go on the pasture.
Interesting. I mean, I hear a fair amount of chatter about generic seeds just because of the penny pinching, for lack of a better term, and just being smart in these challenging times. What do you say to folks that are going that route?
Well, I guess even if they don't buy any seed, a guy should really visit and, you know, seed is what we do, and we farm, and we do all the things everybody else is doing. Person should visit about some of the pitfalls of just doing, okay, I'm going to take this grain out, I'm not going to clean it, or did I get a germ, or I'm going to run it through an air cleaner, you know, so you want to look at your density, how clean it is, do you have fines, do you have light materials in it, how old is the seed, those type of things, to go through it and see if, you know, does this make sense to save money here, or is it just going to set me up for failure? And I get it, it's hard for a lot of people to write a check this year, and maybe a guy can't. So a guy should go over it and try to do the best you can with what you have. So we definitely help, but I've talked about that more this season than I have in my whole career. It's out there. It's a hard times for folks.
Have the conversation, at least call, visit, just get a little extra input before you make a decision. Makes a lot of sense. Troy's great about that. 701-482-7865 is the number. CC Seed Farm. .com. Family-owned and operated, registered seeding, certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. Been around since 1906. By my math, that's over 100 years. Wow. That's some experience right there. Troy, thanks a bunch.
You take care, and thank you, and good luck, everybody.
We'll need a little of that. We'll need a little of the good Lord's shining on us as well, but, you know, I don't know that those of us that are not in farming or ranching have the correct amount of understanding of the depth of the the knowledge and the things it takes to do this and the risk these guys take. It's just phenomenal. So every resource helps, and we love being able to bring Troy to you to give you one more resource there for sure. A little bit of bad news I got to give you. This is just breaking. The famous Mandan Independence Day Parade has been canceled. They did this themselves. Nobody told them to do this. This is all the MPO, which is that Mandan Progress Organization, and the Parade Committee in collaboration. The issues they say they couldn't overcome included safely segregating people during the staging process at Dakota Centennial Park and ensuring the spacing of spectators who sit along the route. According to Dodd-Frank, who's the incoming director.
Why is that their responsibility? Why is that anyone's responsibility to put on an event?
You're saying people should be responsible for their own decisions?
Wow. How come people keep tailgating me?
We have gotten to a point, and COVID has enhanced this greatly, of somehow we just, okay, can I do this? Can I do that? Can this go on? Rather than saying, we're going to have an event, and we ask you, please, follow CDC guidelines. Follow Department of Health guidelines in North Dakota. And I don't know why we make these decisions in May, but anyway, more coming
this
up.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All gates remain closed at the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas following a shooting at one of the gates to the air station earlier today. Base officials have not released many details except to say the suspected gunman who prompted a lockdown has been neutralized. It remains unclear if he was shot or arrested. A shopping mall in Glendale, Arizona, which had just reopened after being closed because of the pandemic, the scene of a shooting last night, where a gunman wounded three people, one of whom's in critical condition. This woman took a phone call from her daughter, who works at a restaurant at the Westgate Entertainment District.
She said, just listen to me. There's a shooter here. We're hiding in the back of the building. We have the guests that were eating here and all of the staff. I'm terrified.
The gunman in that case is now in police custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Says Mike Lindell for Minnesota governor. There you go.
Please. Please. That actually gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, exactly. And a business guy. We like business folks in government. It helps a lot. Exactly right. The bad PR for nursing homes is that they are not doing enough to slow the spread. They should be tested, but why release the numbers? Another texture. Well, again, I don't necessarily think this is bad PR. I just think if you have a COVID issue and you have nursing homes where you have people who have health issues, many people, not all, obviously, but many people are in a nursing home at the end of their life, at end stages of their life. So they would be most susceptible to COVID, but to anything. And I to say they're not doing enough, I think they're doing more, and then you have also the Department of Health apparatus around them as well. Our own Chris Larson says the same, and he reports from there every day with us right here. All right, our next guest on the program is the one and only Senator John Hovind. Senator, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and greetings to your listeners.
So a lot of things to cover today. I want to start, though. I heard a little bit about the president. I saw a story in The Hill, a newspaper, coming up to have lunch with you guys on Monday, I guess, Monday, Tuesday, whenever that was, and basically giving a little bit of a pep talk of sorts to say, get tough. Is that what he said, and how was that received?
Yeah, and he also said, you know, stick together and follow, you know, the kind of agenda that he thinks that benefits our country in terms of, you know, all the things that we've talked about, getting the economy going. I mean, obviously, winning the COVID-19 fight, getting the economy going, getting people back to their lives, making sure we're helping our small businesses and our workers, you know, taking care of the people in the nursing homes and the hospitals and supporting our frontline workers and, you know, all what I always kind of consider the fundamentals that make the country go, because our country is about empowering people. We're a country that believes in freedom and empowering the individual. But, yeah, he talked about, you know, getting out and making sure that we're talking about that important message, that we're sticking together, working to get things done. So, I mean, it was but also then, you know, we had a chance to do Q&A, and I brought up both energy and ag, as I almost always do, and got, you know, good responses from them.
Do you think he has changed politics in the United States for the better?
Well, he definitely, you know, if you look at his agenda, it really is a Republican agenda. Now, you know, Scott, he has his own firm, no question about it. But, you know, when I talk to him about farmers, like I did on Tuesday, and I did last week when I was up at the White House with Governor Burgum, you know, you saw he did that announcement, but he talks about understanding what they need to be successful. Again, I go back to that message on empowerment or energy, our two biggest industries in North Dakota, or support for our military. So I think those are fundamentals that the Republican Party has always been for.
But, you know, it's amazing when you think of and I think it's just the right person for the right time in my mind, because the way he's busting through the bureaucracy and the swamp, as he calls it, is really incredible. And, you know, not many people could get by with throwing the elbows he does or, you know, calling people out, taking on the media. If somebody disagrees, takes them on. And I know that makes some people uncomfortable. You say it's his own style. But, I mean, that really has helped him get more done, hasn't it? I mean, that's an effective tool for him to actually move the needle quicker.
Scott, you know, you put in a full day. But think what it takes to be president. And then look at how hard he goes every day, all day long. I mean, think about the amount of energy that takes. And, you know, so, and then his accessibility. Again, I was up there Thursday, we talked about issues important in North Dakota with the governor at the White House. Then he was at our lunch Tuesday, I had a chance to bring up some really important things, both help for a cattleman, which I know, you know, you'll probably want to talk about, but also 45Q, which is really important to our energy industry, and I hope to have that done here pretty quick. And on both of them, he was very responsive. He got back to me after the meeting in terms of getting some stuff done. And so just think of the energy and so forth that something like that takes to do that, you know, all day long, every day.
Let's talk about some of these issues in ag country. And by the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hovind, certainly welcome today. Toll free from wherever you're listening at 800-228-0550. Call us in Bismarck, Mandan at 258-0550. Fargo-Moorhead, 271-1100. The USDA has released their final details for this direct assistance to farmers and ranchers as part of this CARES Act, the $23.5 billion. Things you hope to happen on the front end don't happen in the actual details. Did this all turn out like you wanted it to?
Turned out pretty much like I was anticipating, and how you and I've talked about it before. I think it's going to help, but we're going to have to do more. And as we've talked about, I've got some more things lined up coming, both the quality loss adjustment, which will hopefully come out in July. That's obviously more focused on the crop side. But, you know, we got the livestock provision in here. You see it's something over $100 a head for sold cattle during the first quarter, about $33 plus a head for cattle that were retained. But we've got some more money coming into my AgriPropes account in July, so we hope to do some more there. And the other thing that I mentioned just a minute ago, talking to the president about, is we're working to get some more help to our cattlemen in terms of how they're treated in the market. We've got to make some changes there because of concentration in the industry, which is what I talked to the president about. And, you know, they need better pricing, they need better market access, they need better transparency, and so. You know, he recognizes that, and I don't know if you saw, but Tuesday morning at the White House, he brought up the need to address that for our cattlemen. So, again, yes, this is an important start. This is important help. This $16 billion is coming out, and another $3 billion in purchases, but there's more to do. There's, you know, it's one of the steps.
And when will the checks be in the hands of folks? I know there's been some grumbling about it taking so long, and, of course, you know, these are challenging times. I've also heard, bankers are pretty understanding these things take time, and they can figure out pretty quick what the check's going to be, so that's not as important. But nonetheless, when they're in the hands of the growers and the ranchers, it's better. Soon, are we expecting, or when do you
think? Yeah, so they can sign up. So farmers can go in and sign up starting May 26th. And then FSC hopes to have the checks out within, say, 10 days to 2 weeks after that. So if they, you know, get in there and sign up 26th, you know, that end of May time frame, they should have it by, you know, first part of June, say June 10 to June 14.
The other thing I want to ask you about is the $3 billion in purchases for ag products. You know, I've heard many people say, just buy the beef from us, buy the product direct. That'll help the most rather than, you know, have it go through the normal change where we'll get pennies on the dollar of that $3 billion. How is that going to be implemented?
So they're trying to do that. They're essentially letting any of these entities, nonprofits, food distribution organizations, you know, that they can apply to USDA to actually deliver food. And so they're trying to do that. Now, you know, we'll have to see how good a job they do at it, but they are trying to do that.
Very good. All right, let's see here. A bunch of calls waiting here, so we'll go to a few of these, and I got to follow up on the processing question on the
beef. Yeah, and let's talk Energy 45Q and a couple things, too, as well as the egg stuff.
45Q, very important in coal country.
Very important. Very important.
Larry and McKenzie for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Senator Hoeven. Say,
hey,
I spoke to you here a week or so ago about those loans, those federal loans. I was just curious. I heard that the banks got over $1 billion in origination fees. Is that a flat fee per loan, or does it based on the amount of the loan?
I think it's a 1% origination fee that they get for generating the loan, so it would correlate to the amount of the loan.
Yeah, see, I think that's part of the problem, too, is they want to make more money by servicing large companies and that instead of small ones. I think that's a kind of a flaw in the system, too, and that's all I was wondering.
It is for the bigger banks. I think for the smaller, yeah, I hear you, but I think for a lot of the community banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions, not so much because they don't tend to make the bigger loans, but
I'll just speak for our bank. I mean, they tip their world upside down, work 24/7 to service folks. So, you know, I don't have a problem with them putting other stuff on hold and doing that they get, you know, what they would get for you know, they got to turn the lights on and everything else, too. So for sure, for the small community banks, man alive. I mean, I was amazed how quick those dollars went out the door. Lynn and Bismarck for Senator Hoeven. You're next. Go ahead.
And they know their fate's tied to
their
customer.
Is there any
if their customers don't do well, they're not going to do well. They, you know, their fates are tied to their customers.
No, very good point. You're right, Senator. Lynn, go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, is there any there's 700 agencies, at least 700 federal agencies. Any talk about reducing the swamp here? That seems like everybody, we got an agency for everything, and I think it's just overkill. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, well, that's a very important point, and it's a real concern. The president has really been working hard to reduce the regulatory burden. That's been a priority for this president. And, you know, with this funding for COVID, you saw that House bill. I mean, we're saying, hey, look, we've got to be careful here. Yeah, we've got to fight the COVID and get the economy going, but we got to be careful in terms of how much is being spent here and the debt and the deficit. And we've got to make sure that we're utilizing the money that's already been appropriated before adding more to it. So that's a concern that we always have to be mindful and working on.
Appreciate the call, Lynn. Thank you very much. I want to get to a 45Q as well as some other things on that front. John at Fargo's waiting. I don't have enough time to the break, but let me ask you this question about processing. There remains different ideas out there for the state to have some kind of solution, whether that be a co-op, whether that be state-owned. Others say we're too far from the market. I mean, you heard this when you were governor as well. I mean, is that realistic to think we can go our own way against the fork?
Well, right on. We've got to make some changes here, both because of the concentration in terms of how all of our ranchers are treated in terms of the price they get, cash sales, disclosure, competition. But you're right. We've got to, matter of fact, I talked to Sonny Perdue this week about, hey, what about setting up some of these cooperatives to process it? So not only the small processors, and both Kevin and I are on some bills to help there, but like we talked about, and I talked about it with Sonny Perdue, Secretary Perdue, too, is he said, yeah, why not get some of these cooperative ventures going to do, you know, have more processing facilities. So we've got to find some ways to do that.
So you think a value-added solution like, you know, is ethanol or the pasta plant?
Well, sure. County Governor Dalrymple and the crew did with pasta. Why not do something like that with beef?
What I didn't know is, you know, when you got the big four, if they can compete with that, this far from the market, you know? But anyway.
Well, that's why it's got to be. We've got to also address that concentration.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now.
Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're going early?
Are we early?
We are early.
Oh, what the heck?
Are we for a spot?
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Plenty of options to choose from. You need a pre-owned car, truck, SUV. They got them to fit every budget, even if yours isn't paid off. If you have a trade, might be able to lower your monthly payments or just buy your car, take it off your hands. Take advantage of some of the lowest used car rates in years. Or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They do now offer statewide delivery where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC.
All right, a bunch of texts, and John and Fargo is next with Senator Hovind and much more in our final segment of What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John, for Senator Hovind.
Yes, sir. Senator, the one question that's been directly affecting me now due to COVID-19, and that is, as an essential worker, hours after, you know, a few weeks or a couple of weeks of it starting back when, then hours started going down because obviously lots of people were closing and the demand for what I work with is not as much needed. So therefore, you're getting less hours equals less take home. So where you've got ones that's been furloughed or unemployed through some means, they're getting a certain amount off of that, plus they're getting the $600 extra every week. So what about the ones like me who are averaging $300 a week less income and have no other option in that regard?
It's a real concern, and one of the things that we're trying to do is we look at what's already been put in place is how we make modifications to it to make it better and more effective and fix some of the problems, one of which you just identified, that, you know, there should be always be an incentive to go back to work. So how do we adjust that on employment so that, you know, if you go back to work, you're doing better than if you just stay home and choose not to work. And so there's been a number of bills put forward to do that we're looking at, one by a good friend of mine, Senator Portman from Ohio, which would essentially take some of that $600 that you would get for not working and adjust it to add to your pay for going back to work so you'd actually make more going back to work so that you get the right incentives. So those are some of the things that we need to try to do to fix.
Good luck to you, sir. Stay in touch. Any way we can help, appreciate it, John. Texter says, what is in your plan for wheat farmers? Not corn, not beans, wheat.
I think I'd have to look at the matrix. I think it was around 20 cents a bushel for wheat. But then also remember, I've got the quality loss adjustment. And so that would be what, part of that $16 billion we talked about. And then, but there's two portions. One is for the quarter one, and the other is for quarter two. But then in July, I hope to have some additional under the quality loss adjustment.
Texter says, why did my H-2A visa employees receive the stimulus check? I thought it was just for citizens. They also received the election ballot forms in the mail. Does that mean here people illegally are receiving them as well?
Well, again, you have to be a citizen to vote, so that's not changed by the CARES Act. And in the case of the payments, I think if you were working and you filed a tax return, it followed that tax return.
Another texter says, ask about the status of the WIP Plus program. We're in Montreal County and haven't seen anything yet. Is that the same thing we're just talking about?
Yeah, right on. That's what I'm talking about with the quality loss adjustment that got put behind the $16 billion from the CARES Act. And so that's what I'm hoping. And I talked to Secretary Perdue about it this week. He said he would follow up on it, and that's what I hope to have in July.
I want to take the final minutes here to talk about the energy sector in North Dakota, which is a juggernaut of our economy. Unbelievable. And let me start on coal, because 45Q is something you hear about, which is just a section of the tax code. But explain what you're trying to do with that and how that will help North Dakota coal.
So it's really important. You get essentially a tax credit equal to $50 a ton if you're just sequestering CO2, capturing and sequestering CO2, and it's $35 a ton if you're capturing CO2 and putting it downhole for secondary oil recovery. So it's a revenue stream for our coal-fired electric companies. For example, a company like Basin is ready to go, and it's really, really important revenue source for them. So I've been pushing. We passed the bill 2 years ago, but Treasury's got to get the regs out. I've been really working not only with Treasury, but the Department of Energy and EPA to get it out. I talked to the president about it this week and said, hey, we've got to have it. He followed up. He had his guys follow up with me and said, hey, we're going to get that out. So keep your fingers crossed. I think you're going to see it out very soon. And that's really important. You know what our coal-fired electric industry is up against right now, so we've got to find ways to help them. That's a big one. And then I'm working with FERC to try to get them some more help, too.
Let's talk on the oil side, too. And for workers out there that are wondering you know, when they're going to go back to work, you anticipate additional dollars in the Paycheck Protection Program to help smaller companies, these oil field service companies, for instance?
Yeah, I believe that there will be more if needed and also some adjustments to the program to hopefully improve it. There's a number of ways that should be done. There's still about $100 billion available that hasn't been expended in the PPP. But, you know, if that is expended, I do anticipate we'd be more. And I anticipate, you know, again, trying to find some of the ways to improve it. We've had a number of recommendations there.
And, of course, continuing the effort on the investigation on crude dumping and Saudi Arabia, Russia, what they're up to.
Yeah, now you saw Saudi have moved their production down again. So that actually is helping. So all that push we put on Saudi And certainly Senator Cramer was a leader in that effort. I worked very hard on it, too. But and the president, of course, led the charge. But they've reduced their production again. That's important. I mean, they needed to. They got off in the wrong direction. It was a big problem. But now they have reduced, and that has helped.
All right, Senator. Well, we covered a lot of ground today. Good to chat with you, as always. And look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Senator John Hovind joining us on the program today, getting you many answers as we can, folks. Appreciate your calls, questions, and comments. We didn't quite get everybody in there today, but we honestly never do because that's darn tough. We'll see you tomorrow with Senator Kevin Cramer in the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall on the program. Call us 24/7, 855-200-1776.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.